Australia, how are you going? How are you going? I hope you're right. You bloody well ought to be, because it's Wednesday, March 27. You got one more day before the big Easter long weekend. How good is that?
It's bloody good, I'll tell you.
I am your host, James Clements. You can see me on the AFL Today Show, the official AFL Supercoach podcast, and also Fox Sports Lab NBA. All the good stuff. I am here in the Sports Today James Clements Excellence in Podcasting Memorial Studio, which is always good. The name has now changed. Hanging out, giving you all the lowdown, and basically calling for Draymond Green to be put in jail. Seriously, Draymond Green brutally attacks our beloved Patty Mills and must be held accountable. If I'm the man who has to fly over there and fight him with Aaron Bangers Baines as my champion, then that's okay. Let's do it. Seriously. If Aaron Baines was still in the NBA, this wouldn't have happened. Simple as that. Anyway, I've got a couple of thoughts on Draymond. Also, a massive, awesome game between the Lakers and the Bucks. That was awesome. Jontae Porter is cooked. And a couple of other little bits and bobs. We've got some NBA Australia game wraps for you. That'll be fun. As well as That's Not an Eye, Old Mate, No Mate, Spud of the Night, Better Than Lonzo Ball. We've got some Yeah Nas, the Unpopular Opinion of the Day, and our back take house. We were serving up a flame grilled take. And an Andrew Gaze Grandmama Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. Love a good one. There's a huge array of games tomorrow, which balances out the four games today, but the four games today were awesome. So tomorrow could be a bit weird, but we'll pick and preview all of those for you as well. And that'll be it. So without further ado, let's get into it. Episode 1000, and I believe this is 62 of NBA Australia. Let's go.
This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better watch out for the Shaq attack, especially if you're Candace. He came after her with, so did Lefko as well. Lefko saying that someone's grandmother, and yeah, is missing like the cover of their couch for her jacket. It's pretty funny. Shaq has that old athlete vibe of like, if I just say something and keep repeating something that I find vaguely funny and laughing at it and just saying it over and over and over again, it doesn't get any funnier, but now we're just laughing at Shaq. So that's kind of what happened today on Inside the NBA. Anyway, you might also be seeing them going, Jim, don't you just laugh at all the shit you say all the time? I'm like, yes. It's because I'm funny. Let's start today's show with the daily whoosh to whip around. Jontae Porter, the NBA is now officially investigating the claims that he was betting on himself to suck. And this is one of the things that I don't think I banged on about yesterday enough. Jontae Porter, just imagine being his teammate and going, hey, dickhead, so what did you do? You bet on yourself to be shit. Yeah, thanks a lot, fuckhead. Like, that is just absolutely brutal gear for his teammates to deal with. And they are 100% going to throw, like, not just a book at him or the book. They're going to get a bunch of books and beat him to death with them. That's how much they're going to throw the book at him. Like, just imagine a Mack truck as a book or a book, you know, piled up Mack truck thing. Mack truck full of books. There you go. Bang. That's what Jontae Porter's going to cop. I'll talk about this a little bit later as well, but yeah, it's not great. So the cool part is he'll probably get to bet on how long he'll be suspended for, and knowing him, he'll take the under, and he'll probably be wrong, because it wouldn't be a giant surprise if it's a lifetime ban, a 3 to 4 year suspension from the NBA, at which point his NBA career will be over because no one's going to bring him back because he's actually not that good. I've also got some thoughts on that too later. But it's not great. It's really not great because this sort of comes down to the integrity of the game. And if you got somebody this dumb on a two-way contract going, hey, guys, bet the under on me because I'm going to fake an injury. Like, you're cooked, mate. You deserve to be on your ass. Pack her up, boys. It doesn't matter that you've partnered up with sports betting agencies and all that sort of gear, right, if you're in the NBA. This is it. Like, this is what it all comes down to. It comes down to the integrity of the game. And to be honest, even if you are, especially because you're partnering with sports betting agencies now, they have to be all above board or else shit will hit the fan like quicker than anything. So Jontae Porter, pour one out because that dude is Dunskies. Other good news, though, Brandon Clark. You might remember him. He was out with his Achilles tear for most of the last year. He's on the cusp of returning for the Grizzlies, which is kind of fun. The Grizzlies, out of nowhere, are just going to be like, hang on a second. Are we all good now? Let's go. They've got Desmond Bane back as well. But still, good times, great memories. And in terms of other stuff, that's kind of about the extent of the news today, right? It's not a giant amount else sort of going on. It was kind of a nice quiet day in the NBA where you had Trae Young getting close to coming back. Maybe he's improving his rehab, basically, is what they're sort of saying. He's still not know when he's going to come back. So, look, he had the four-week checkup, basically, on his fingy, which, look, your mate Jim's still got his little rehab thing on. So, and I'm not an NBA-caliber point guard anymore. Throwback to the BHS Blacktops, though. Tell you what, not too bad in my pomp. Let's do some game wraps.
Game wraps.
That's right, the game wraps from today. We have four crackers, Golden State at Miami. But unfortunately, this one was a bit of an uncracker because Jimmy Butler didn't play. He was sick. Clay got the start, though, which was pretty good because it really sort of gave the Warriors a kick in the ass, one that they definitely needed because this was a game the Warriors had to have, right? Like, they're sitting there fighting tooth and nail, hammer and tongs with, that's right, the Houston Rockets, right there for the 10 seed.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
But still, they go into this one. They were down two at the half and then bang, they gave it the old premiership quarter, the third quarter. That's what the old Warriors used to do. That's what the 95 Blues used to do as well, I tell you. But still rolled them and then the same in the fourth quarter. Outscored them 60-37 in the second half. There was a squirrely moment, though. Miami got back within six early in the fourth, and then the Heat just sort of fell by the wayside as Golden State ripped off 26-11, I think, down the stretch. And away they go. Bam! Bam! Adebayo had 24, 8, and 5 with a steal and a block. Terry Rozier shot 7 of 18 for his 15 points. I'm no math magician, but that stinks. What are you doing? That's, it's not great. Jesus, Rose. Highsmith had 15. He had 11, 6, and 4 for Nikola Jovic, a.k.a. Nikola Jokic from Wish. 1 of 6 from 3 as well for Rose. Caleb Martin went 4 of 12 and 0 of 4 from deep as well. They went 8 of 33 from downtown as a team, the Heat, up against the Warriors. With no Duncan Robinson, with no Tyler Hero, no Jimmy Butler, they had no chance. Boom. Clay had 28 for the Warriors. He hit 6 of 14 from downtown. Steph hit 3 of 10 from downtown as well. He had 17-6. Not a great game from Steph. Didn't need to be because they got 18 from comeback at Kuminga. He had 17 from Wigo. Moody hit a couple of threes. Draymond had a 4-9-8. And decided to choke out, try to rip the noggin off Australian national treasure, Paddy Thrills Mills. Now, Jim, do you have some thoughts? Oh, I've got a couple. Most of them revolve around about, blow it out your ass, Draymond, you dickhead. Seriously, for all the fucking talk about this guy, oh, man, I'm a changed bro. He goes one way and tries to fucking rip off poor Patty Mills' head. Draymond, you and I are now at war. This is bullshit. Blow it out your ass. Holy shit. This is just a dog act from a dog bloke who sucks. Draymond, if Aaron Bangers Baines has a word with you, I want to be watching. That's all I want. That's all I want. Seriously, the Heat should sign Aaron Bangers Baines just for the rest of the season and then just like have him shadow like the Warriors. Just hang out. Might not play him again this year. I don't care. To be honest, he should go sign 10-day contracts with like a couple of the next opponents for the Warriors and just tear Draymond's head off and see how he likes it. Because at least, look, Draymond, we know that he loves going for basically anyone who's not born in the USA. He loves taking out European big men. Now he's picking on people who are smaller than him. How has that rehab worked, Draymond? Very badly, clearly. What are we doing here? Pull your head in. Jesus. He should be suspended. Not only suspended, he should be put in jail and then shot into the sun because he's a shithead. Draymond Green, dickhead of the week, winner, easily. Like, he's now got that, look, we've talked about how dickhead of the week, that title, that name for that award that we give out on NBA Australia, that's just permanent now, forever and all, because he's a giant fucking dickhead, and I hate him. Paddy Thrills, don't touch him, or I'll fuck you up. Australia, fuck up. We're at war, Draymond. Anyway, Golden State now 37-34, and I hate them. Miami 39-33. Warriors are now one up on the Rockets in the 10 seed. That was a pretty big win, as I mentioned. Miami is seventh, still tied with Philly. 1.5 games behind Indy. The Lakers and the Bucks played an awesome double overtime game. This is 128-124. This game was sick. To win this, like LeBron sat this one out as well. So today we had some awesome games, but Jimmy Butler sits out the first one. You have LeBron sit this one out. And you're like, what are we doing here? Anyway, LeBron, look, sore ankle, Achilles sort of stuff. They're like, yeah, we'll rest him. My question now is like, I don't know. Are the Lakers better without LeBron? Everyone's not afraid. I'm not afraid anymore, daddy. Like that kind of vibe. He's not there. The grouchy old bastard who's like just the angry dad who's always just like, you can never do anything to impress me. And it's like this. It'd just suck hanging around him that much, I reckon. And they were down 16 at the half, the Lakers. Still down 14 going to the fourth quarter. They were still down 19 with 8 minutes and 25 seconds left. And then came storming back to basically tie it. Get it to overtime, tie it. They just back and forth in that first overtime, then win it in the second overtime. It was incredible. But that fourth quarter, that run from D'Lo and AD to basically give them like, you know, a puncher's chance, it got them down to back within 12 in like no time. And then they ripped off an AD. Giannis had a bucket in there as well. AD had another one. And then Austin Reeves hit a couple of big shots. Suddenly it's a 5-point game and it's on for young and old. The craziest part for me is AD hits a three with 2 minutes 16 left to get it back to 5. Reeves smokes that stupid long three. It's a 2-point game. And I don't know about you folks, but the Milwaukee Bucks not scoring for the last 3 minutes and 26 seconds of regulation might have been a problem, because that's how they lost it. They completely cooked this game. Giannis misses free throws coming out his ass. And then we get into that double overtime. Everyone's just tired. They're just loafing around. It's all rooted, mate. No one's scoring for most of the OT. And then Austin Reeves, bloke has a triple-double, hits that tie-breaking three-pointer with like 37 seconds left in the second overtime. And Giannis misses a couple of free throws again. D'Lo hits a couple of free throws. You've got Beasley hitting a three to cut it back to two, but AD hits the free throws to seal it. Spencer Dinwiddie hit some big shots in there as well after not hitting anything all game. And this is huge. The Lakers, the resilience. Without LeBron, this is a massive, like, talk about lighting a fire under your ass. This is huge for LA. Like, this is a team that's sitting there in ninth, and now they're just like, hang on a second, we've just beaten Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. Not the good land today, because they copped that loss. They're still two games up on the Cleveland Cavaliers in two. But the Lakers, that puts them within pissing distance now of the Suns, the Kings, and the Mavs. They're two games back of the 7 and 8 seats, so not bad. Anyway, what actually happened? The Bucks, Giannis had a triple-double. Austin Reeves had a triple-double. You get a triple-double. You get a triple-double. You get a triple-double. You love to see that. Giannis had 29 points, 21 rebounds, and 11 assists. 2 steals, 3 blocks. But also had 7 turnovers and went 1 of 6 from the free throw line. Brutal. Dude shot 14 of 25 overall, and you're just like, how did you still suck? Dame had 27 and 8, went 3 of 14 from downtown. I'm no mathematician, but that's pretty bad. 21 for Beasley. He went 5 of 14 from downtown. That's a little bit better. 12, 6, and 7 for Chris Middleton. Sure. 4 of 15 shooting. Getting a bit worried about this entire Middleton thing. 18 and 13 for fighting Bobby Portis, fighting around the world. And they went 15 of 51 from downtown overall, the Bucks. Do you think that's how they lost, Jim? Probably. The Lakers, they got 34 points, 23 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals from AD. Awesome game. He's going to pop up again in a second. God, he was good in this. Austin Reeves, 29, 14, and 10. What a game. Hit that huge shot. Balls the size of Uluru. D'Lo had 29, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds. Beautiful game from him. 5 of 12 from downtown. He shot 7 of 22 overall. 5 of those are threes. Big win it mattered, though, in that huge run late in the fourth. Rui Hachimura had 16 and 14. Spencer Dinwiddie hit a big, big, big three to give them a lead. That was the only shot he hit, apart from at the free throw line. Pretty crazy gear. Lakers now 40 and 32. Stay ninth, as mentioned. Milwaukee 46 and 26. OKC nearly blew a 20-point lead against the Pelicans without Brandon Spindles Ingram. Chaos win, really, for OKC. This was, look, they took control in the second quarter, up 20, looked like they're going to run away with it, blow the 20-point lead, settled in the way they went. Like, the Pelicans got up 5 with, like, 3. Oh, hang a second. How many minutes were left in that game, Jim, when they got up? Oh, I don't know. What could it have been? How much time was left? 3:11 left in the game. Not bad. Pretty crazy stuff. Pretty funny stuff. Enjoyed it a lot. Then OKC rattled off a 12-zip run to bring it out, bring it home over the last 2.5 minutes. So they win it 119-112 on the road in New Orleans, and Josh Giddey shot the piss out of it, setting a new career high with 5 made threes. He ends up with a season high 24 points. 25 points, sorry. Here we go, 24. 25 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. Absolutely crushed it. But look, I think it's the Thunder looking at this Pelicans team going, yeah, we can deal with this. Like, CJ McCollum was really good. Zion was really good. The defense of the Pelicans and the Thunder defense were going back and forth. It was really tight, really awesome at times. And you're like, feed this to me. Like, just Homer and the donut machine in hell. Just feed it to me. Just go nuts. All about it. And I feel like the Thunder are a really tough matchup for the Pals just because they've also got a shit ton of long, lanky wings that can do a lot of different things, right? Which is what the Pelicans are like, hey, we've got that more than anybody. And OKC are like, not so fast. For the Pals, Zion had the 29 points and 10 assists. Very nice. Point Zion. Shot 10 of 17. CJ had 23-6-5. Went 4 of 11 from downtown. Love him a bit of CJ. And this is like, yeah, between the two of those, between the two of them, they have to carry this team, obviously. Like, that's what they do. So 16s for Herb and Trey Murphy. The bench went 4 of 12 from downtown. Valanciunas only played 11 minutes. And the Thunder really just took advantage because Josh bloody giddy up. Like, what a game. 25-9-4. SGA 24 as well. Shot 9 of 20, but hit a massive 3 late in the piece. 26-5 for J-Dub. 16-9-4 and 2 blocks for Chet. They shot 53.5% as a team. And OKC get their 50th win of the year. That is so cool. 50-21. For such a young team, that is awesome. Let's go, Thunder. New Orleans, 44-28. And then finally, Dallas kicked the absolute bejesus out of Sacramento, 132-96. Fun game that basically started as the Spider-Man meme. Just like, we're the same team. You can't trust us, either of us, really. Betting on this game was fraught. Managed to pick Dallas yesterday. I went back and forth, if you might remember. And Luka had 26 in the first half. It was chaos. 4-7 from downtown too. And then in the third quarter, the Mavs go on the old 1-2 Tim Zoo because they outscored him by 15 points. They got up as many as 25 in the third quarter. Kyrie hit a couple of threes. He had 12 points in the third quarter. Tim Hardaway, the lesser, sort of ran away with it at the end of the third. They're up 20 going to the fourth quarter, and then it was a bit of a laugher. Kyrie hit one more sort of shot in the fourth quarter and just like, yep, back up, boys. We're done here, and they cruised. So it was a lot of garbage time in the end, obviously. But this was like a really good statement win for the Mavs on a back-to-back on the road. And I think, what's that? They're 9-1 in their last 10. They've won 5 on the trot. They're just like sort of cruising along. Luka and Kyrie. Luka ends up with what, 28-11-6 or something like that. I think I had written down. I feel like that was right. It sounds right. Yeah, 28-11-6. Kyrie with the 24 points and 8 assists. He had 14 and 13 rebounds for PJ Hamilton, Washington. But Hardaway the lesser. Tell you what, they need him to fire like this. 22 points, he's a plus 19, 8 of 14 from the floor, 4 of 6 from 3 as well. Dante Exum hit a couple of 3s too. Good stuff there. And away they go. For the Kings, you had 12-11-9 for the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, 18 points, but it came on 6 of 18 shooting. 17 for Keegs. Look, the Mavs just absolutely obliterated the Kings, and the Kings couldn't hit a shot. So, bit of a rough one. Black Falcon, 3 of 10. Sabonis, 3 of 10. 6 of 18 for Fox. They shot 39% as a team. Only 11 of 30 from the floor. 13 turnovers. Just a bit of a mess. It was just very messy from that Kings team. They're 42 and 30. The Mavericks, 43 and 29. That's the old double win, the Dallas Mavericks against the Sacramento Kings, because you think about the standings, what's happening there, Jim, I can't hear you ask. Well, the Mavs are now in sole possession of 6 in the West at 43 and 29. That's a game up on both the Kings and the Suns now. But more importantly for the Mavs, because the Pels lost to OKC, they're only one game behind the Pelicans out of nowhere. That's right, the Pelicans. They're just like, what did we do, bro? And only 1.5 games behind the Clippers for the 4 seed. If the Mavs can somehow get all the way up to the 4 or 5, absolutely no fooling, considering they've spent the entire season sort of scrapping around that middle bit. But to just jump out of that morass and that tier would be huge. So there you go. Good stuff. Awesome day of games. Let's do an NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Anthony Davis. Yeah. This game was pretty bloody good. From the basketball playing pterodactyl himself, he finished with 34 points, 23 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks, and 2 steals in double overtime. He played 52 minutes. That's just like, all right, jump on my back, boys. And this is the AD I always want to see. And this is why I want to give AD the player of the night, because it was awesome. Like, just to see him go, hang on a second, we shouldn't lose this game. We're playing against Giannis, who's got a sick triple-double, who's playing his ass off. Am I better than Giannis? And then he just goes, bang, it was awesome. If you're a Lakers fan, this would make you happy, but also at the same time angry, which is your sort of natural state, going, why doesn't he do this all the time? Why? 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 And I swear, that's what it comes down to. It's that deferral. When LeBron's on the court, it's like, that's fucking LeBron James. What? I'm not better than LeBron. All right, just shit, I'll just go over here and play some defense and do some rebounds. LeBron's not there. He's like cheering you on from the sideline, trolling Giannis, which is pretty funny, out there going, oh, I want to fucking, let's review that. It's like, LeBron, you're not playing. Shut up. But still, AD, huge game. He was awesome. That's not a knife. That's a bloody knife. How about Spud of the night?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the night.
Spud of the night. I'll tell you what, Dinwiddie going 0 of 5 until he hits that basically the tie-breaking three-pointer with 2:19 left in the first overtime. Pretty big time to hit your first shot of the game, I'll tell you. Spencer Dinwiddie, he shot 1 of 8 overall for the entire game, 1 of 5 from downtown. Went 4 of 4 at the line, though, which was huge because he had all sorts of pressure on him basically to get it to that second overtime. He comes up big, but 1 of 8 was pretty tough. 4 of 15 for Middleton. I feel like Chris Middleton, this playoff run is going to be massive for what the Bucks do going forward, right? Because ideally, if Middleton's healthy, he's the perfect offsider between Dame and Giannis and Brooke Lopez and co. But if he's just a bit shit, kind of like he was today, it gets a lot tougher. It makes some, you know, makes you have a couple of big, big, big questions rattling around in the back of your head. Malik Monk went 5 of 13. He had a rough shooting night. Dame went 9 of 29. Again, I'm no math magician, but that's pretty bloody bad. My favorite spud of the night, however, was Gordy Hayward. Daddy's always happy. Gordy Hayward played 10 minutes. He got 10 minutes of cardio, did our mate Gordy. He went 0 of 2 from the floor. He had 0 points. 0 rebounds, 0 assists, spoiler alert, 0 steals and 0 blocks, 0 turnovers, 0 fouls. He played 10 minutes, took 2 shots, missed both of them, and was a minus 19 in a game they won by 7. That is a huge spud. Daddy's always happy. Go Google that. Well, I mean, think about it. Gordon Hayward, Daddy's always happy. What a great video that is. What about old mate, no mates, though?
Old mate, no mates.
Well, Jonte Porter probably doesn't have too many mates in that Toronto locker room anymore, right? Just think about that for a second. Like, if you've played basketball on any sort of level and one of your mates was dogging it and quite literally betting on himself to not perform, you'd be like, this dickhead sucks. Piss him off. What are we doing? Get out of here, Jerry. Like, I don't know. And Jonte Porter is this, what a dickhead. Giannis and his free throws, a bit of old mate, no mates. I enjoyed LeBron counting down on the sideline. That was pretty fun. And old mate, no mates, the Miami announcer apparently explaining how the Celtics won the 2022 NBA Finals, which was just, felt like a bit of a senior moment, which is a bit weird. So I was watching that because, you know, I'm watching Patty Mills. I'm getting furious because Draymond's trying to rip his fucking noggin off. And you're like, hang on a second. Did the Heat announcer just say that the Celtics won against Golden State in six in 2022? Because, look, this isn't some Berenstain Bears kind of vibes. That happened. Like, Golden State beat Boston in 22, right? I feel like I'm crazy pills. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened, though. Golden State actually won. And he had this moment, had this big pause. And he doubled down on him. Like, he's just completely cooked this. Anyway. But of course, the old mate, no mates, is Draymond in Australia. Fuck off, dickhead. You're not welcome here. Ever. Just going to be a fucking forest of fists flying at your fucking head. I'll tell you that much. We've got Tim Zoo over there in Las Vegas right now. Go get him to sort out Draymond. You absolute fucking dog. Pantsing in the night. What is it with the leaders in the East? What was it? So yesterday, the Celtics shit down their leg and blow the 30-point lead. Today, Milwaukee, up 19 in the fourth quarter, shit down their leg and blow a massive, massive lead to a 9 seed. What are we doing? Can the two leaders in the East just hold a fucking goddamn lead? It's embarrassing. Also, Dame goes for the game winner. And Anthony Davis just calmly, just like, swats it out of the air. That's a bit of a pantsing. Better than Lonzo Ball. This one's easy.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. That'd be Austin Reeves because he had a triple-double and he was bloody awesome. Lonzo actually has 8 career triple-doubles, don't get me wrong. But Austin Reeves was absolutely massive today. He had 9 points in the overtimes, 29 points total, 14 rebounds, 10 assists, and only 1 turnover. That is sick. He is the only other Laker aside from LeBron James in the 21st century to have those numbers and under 2 turnovers. That is unreal. Austin Reeves, you absolute legend. You are today better than Lonzo Ball. That 3 that he hit was just fucking psycho. And of course, Draymond will be forever the Draymond dickhead of the week because what a dickhead. All right. Speaking of which, we're going to cover that a little bit more in your Nas right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ilya.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
Cool. Don't know why the speaker's dying in here, but here we are. Let's do it. All right. Let's get stuck into some Yeah Nahs. Brought to you by the NBA Australia Shop. Get your merch. Get your merch. Get a hoodie. Get a t-shirt. Get a stubby holder. Get a coffee mug. Go absolutely hammering songs. All right, we've got a few Yeah Nahs regarding Draymond. These are mostly listener ones as well, which is like Mickey C. Michael Crawford just goes, fucking dog. It's like, yeah, nah. Yes, it was a dog act. The way that Draymond swung his arm around and just ripped Patty's head off, the fact that that was called a common foul is beyond the fucking pale. Is that anti-Australian bias, Jim? Yeah, nah. Yes, that is Adam Silver going, Draymond, Patty's playing too much. We need to stymie them for the Paris Olympics. I need you to tear his fucking head off. And Draymond's like, oh, fucking God damn it, Adam, but you've got me over a fucking, over some coals here. I owe you one. You should have put me in jail. But now he should be in jail. Just saying. Matt Bell had a good one. What the fuck is wrong with Draymond trying to rip the head off Patty before the Olympics? He's not going to punch onto the Olympics, so he's punching on with the OS players beforehand. What an asshat. That is a great use of asshat. Common foul. You've got to be kidding. Yeah, nah, yes. This is, look, if you ever look at the sheer amount of fucking replays and all the bullshit the refs go through, oh, we did your check. If that was a flagrant one or a flagrant two or a common foul, and then we find this is a fucking common foul, you are taking the piss, refs. What the absolute utter bug fuck are you doing? What are you looking at? Bend over and use your fucking good eye. Jesus. Anyway, Matty G had a good one. Yeah, nah, Draymond needs an eye test. Clearly thought Patty was a big, hairy European guy. Yeah, nah, yeah. Look, this is my biggest problem, I think, with the Draymond thing. He goes from picking on dudes who are bigger than him, big Europeans. He's like, I'm going to try to stomp through this guy's rib cage. I'm going to try to rip off this big French dude's head. And now he's picking on dudes littler than him. I have to tell, like, bloody, like, the five-year-old to leave the 18-month-old. It's like, he's a baby. Just chill. Draymond, pull your fucking head in. Going after Patty Mills, you dog. Anyway, Matt Bell had another really good one. Hey, Jim. Yeah, nah. Tobias Harris is clearly on the take when it comes to betting. It's the only explanation for the fuckery that is his game. Yeah, nah. Holy shit, we might have solved this case. Yeah. I wonder if we gave the Jontay Porter treatment to Tobias Harris, if we could just, I don't know. Do you reckon we could find a couple, just maybe a couple, of random weird incidences of like big payouts on the Tobias Harris unders? You know? It'd be funny if Nick Nurse was betting on him as well. It's like, I fucking know this guy is just not going to show up for this game. He sucks. I hate him so much. I'm going to ask him for 19 points and he's going to give me 12. So we're going to bet he's under, boys. Like, it'd be funny if the rest of the Sixers were like, yeah, that would be the betting scandal, I think, for Tobias Harris and the rest of the Sixers. The rest of the team would be betting on Tobias Harris's unders. And Tobias Harris is completely oblivious because he's just shit. Like, that's great. That would be fucking funny. That's the next betting scandal I want to see. I can't believe I got dogged by the boys. It's like, yeah, well, you earned it. Jez Oz has got a few of them as well. Here we go. Hey, Jimbo, what's up? Got a few yeah nahs for you. Just watching Mavs Kings, and those Kings jerseys are sick. Yeah, nah. Yes, they are. I do love their sort of weird lion gear every so often where they just sort of throw those out. The Kings have a weird array of look, you know me, I love my kits, I love my jerseys. They've got a really weird array of alternates, the homes, the roads, their city editions, etc. Some of them are absolutely awesome. Like the Kings are probably one of the more underrated like color schemes, and they can do a lot more because they've also got those baby blues every so often that they roll out. They got the lion ones. They've got a really, really big array of options, and I feel like they should be a little bit more celebrated than they are. That's a great spot, Jez. Love that. The D in Dallas stands for D Exum and D Lively. Yeah, nah, they're the linchpins of the Mavs D. Yeah, nah, yeah, they really are. D in Dallas stands for D Exum, D Lively, and D Gafford. Like, without those Ds, they'd be fuck Ed. Duh. Like, it's crazy how much they, like, add to this team now. Like, since they got Dante back, guess what? Winning streak. Here we go. Gafford comes in. He's blocking everything. He's looking awesome. Derek Lively. Just get more Ds up you. Dallas. That's how you sort out that Alice. And then finally, the Boomers need to draft in Bangers Baines for Paris if Draymond plays for the US so he can show him what the consequences are of messing with a national treasure. Yeah, nah. Yeah. That's the one way we can get him back. If Steve Kerr deigns Draymond good enough to take to the Paris Olympics, we've got to send Bangers. Even as an assistant coach, like Bangers could easily just go, yeah, I don't know. What's going on in this court here? Gee, hey, Draymond, what's this scuff mark on the floor? Kapow! And away you go. Just hits him with a chair or something. That's what you fucking get. Oh, and Jez Oz is actually, or better yet, drafted Barry Hall to show him a real child cold. Oh, Barry Hall. There's a... Barry Hall, like Brent Staker, just woke up in the middle of the night somewhere just going, what? Someone said his name. Oh, God, I'm afraid. yeah, I reckon Draymond could ask Brent Staker how Barry Hall deals with his problems. So, yeah, tough one. Pretty funny one, though. I like that. Maybe, yeah, that'd be pretty good if the Boomers just announced, yeah, one of our assistant coaches for the Paris Olympics is Barry Hall. No reason. No reason at all. He's just sitting there fucking eyeballing Draymond all game, just like, I'm going to fucking punch your fucking head in, dickhead. Love that. All right, I'm bumping the opinion of the day. Oh, God, I'm enjoying today's show. What a fucking loose one.
Now look at me, please.
Look at me, look at me.
Look at me.
Don't know what's going on. Can't hear my speaker anymore, but we're just going to go play it by ear. She might get a bit squirrely. But either way, unpopular opinion of the day. So the Jontay Porter story. Look, obviously, I do betting stuff. That's what I do. I think, you know, in Australia, it's pretty fucking hard to sort of do sports stuff without, you know, having betting involved. But at the same time, I think there's a clear line of demarcation that folks should be making. And I think the Jontay Porter stuff is exactly what the NBA has to just go, oh, fuck, we need to nip this in the bud right here and now. And all we want from the NBA in spots like this, and in terms of betting companies in the USA, like, you're already hearing, like, the complaints of advertising and stuff like that, right? And that's been a long-time storyline in Australia. So the US, as I've said time and time and time again, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And my problem with the US is that I don't see how it's going to get much better for the USA, right? We have zero evidence of them ever sort of fixing stuff like this, like, as a whole, and it's just going to get more squirrely and worse and worse and worse. But the NBA, look, it really does have a great opportunity to slap a massive, massive, massive ban on Dante Porter, and I think it's completely fucking warranted because you can't mess with the integrity of the game. We're seeing it with Shohei Ohtani as well in baseball, right? Like, players should be able to bet on whatever the fuck they want, just not their sport. And I think that everyone can sort of agree, look, you can sort of do what you want, just don't fucking, like, have anything to do with your own fucking performance. Don't bet on your sport in general. Like, I don't think you should be able to, like, bet on fucking college basketball as well, because you probably got, you know, inside info and shit like that. So, look, it's probably just easy to go, here's the line of demarcation. Yeah, nothing to do with your sport, pal. You can bet on NFL football as much as you want. Great. Go fucking nuts, mate. But just not your sport. And the Jonte Porter thing where it's like specifically his player props and going under based on his performance, that is beyond the fucking pale. Like, it is crazy how fucked that in the head that is. And how he thought he could get away with it. Like, that's the dumbest part of it. Like, he should be shot into space for that simple fact as well. Alongside Draymond Green. We'll give Jonte like a spacesuit. We're just going to catapult Draymond into space, just as he is. Yeah, big dumb look on his face. Frozen forever, floating across the sky. That's what you get for touching Patty Mills. All right, what about Outback Steakhouse? It's Wednesday at Outback, and you know what that means? Oh, yeah. Took the squids to daycare and school this morning. And on the way there with the pram, squid two out one side, squid number one on the skateboard on the back of it, just a couple of cricket bats as well, and brap, 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 brap. Ringtail possums dropping by the wayside. Off we go. Goes great. That's right. It's not onion rings. It's ringtail possum rings, and it's only at Outback. Goes great with the flame grill take. And today's flame grill take is Draymond Green should be in jail for assault. But also, it's pretty interesting that the first person the NBA has busted for betting on themselves is Jonte Porter, someone who no one gives a shit about. Just saying. Maybe he's their specific setup fall guy. Adam Silver's gone, Jonte, I need you to take all the heat for all this betting stuff so we can make a really great example of you, and we'll pay you under the table for years and years and years. But yeah, they've set him up. They're going to ban him for a massive amount of time, maybe even a lifetime ban, as a warning to the rest of the league. Because the last thing the NBA ever fucking wants is a famous player getting busted for doing something similar. Looking at you, Tobias Harris. So they'll make an example of Jonte Porter and maybe pay him under the table in bonus bets, perhaps. Only an Outback. I mean, they got their fall guy, right? Like, if you want to send a fucking loud message to the rest of the league, Jonte Porter is sitting there going, yeah, I guess it's me. It's like some shit kicker two-way player, right? And then boom, lifetime ban. Slip him a few bonus bets under the table and away you go. All right. Because we don't have the Australian Player Watch music here, let's just go straight into it. Josh Giddey, as we already mentioned, 25-9-4 today against the Pelicans. He was awesome. 5-of-8 from downtown. That's a career high. He'd hit the 4-threes mark, I think, 5 times before, maybe 6. And went past it today, which is awesome because, I don't know, we've sort of banged on about here on NBA Australia how they've sort of opposition teams have left him open and open and open and open, and he's gotten better and better and better. He's going, cool, sucked in, dickheads. Bang, in your face, there's another three. So 10 of 14 shooting overall. The big thing with Giddey is that he does have these, like, runs where he is, like, shooting looks awesome, everything's going in, like, to the point where he can go, like, a month or two where it's looking awesome. The tough one for him is now keeping that going, obviously. Patty Thrills, Patty Mills, got his head taken off as well by Draymond in his 18 minutes. He went 1 of 5 from the floor, 0 of 2 from downtown, 2 points, 1 assist. You probably would as well if some absolute moron tried to knock your block off. Blow it out your ass once more Draymond Green. And Dante Sexum up Exum against Sacramento. He had 6 points, 2 of 4 from the floor, 2 of 3, which were from downtown. 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, a plus 14 in 22 minutes. Dante Exum absolutely bloody crushing it. You better bloody believe it too. Nice one. What about an Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence? It's the first Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba! All right, let's do it. Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. I'll tell you what. Anthony Davis, 52 minutes. He's the first one to do it since Kobe did in 2012. Kobe had 34 points in a double overtime win over Memphis. AD had 32, 23, 4 blocks, 2 steals, and 2 assists today. That is sick. That is, like, absolutely ridiculous. I loved it. It was such a cool game. And Luka, in the first half, had 26 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. He's the first player in the 2020s to have that in a half, those numbers. That is pretty bloody excellent, if you ask me. All right, what about a Patty Mills game day ball or game day Twitter check-in? Are we going to cut to him in hospital? Jesus. Draymond trying to kill him. So angry. It's hilarious how angry I get on behalf of Patty. Patty just posted the Golden State Warriors versus Miami. Looking tough, looking cool. That's awesome. Radical. In that Heat culture jersey. He's just made for that jersey, I'll tell you. Let's bloody well go. Right. But we do have a lot of game previews. We went 4 of 4 on the picks today, just saying. Game previews. Thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jim. How's it all going?
Yeah, not bad. Losing my voice after lots of yelling at Draymond today. But also going 4 of 4 today against the Lion was pretty good. But we have a huge slate tomorrow. How many games is that? That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Jesus. Golden State at Orlando. Orlando are the best team in the league at covering the spread. They rule at home. 6.5 point favorites at home. I'm going to go Orlando. That is a team that has a lot of length, a lot of size, a lot of defense, and will be a really interesting test for Golden State if they reckon they can actually really make a push the last couple of weeks here. I like the Magic in this one, though. Defensively, they've been the best defense in the NBA, I think, since All-Star. So let's go Magic Man, -6.5. The only question you have sometimes is about their offense. Like, if Franz is not firing, it gets a little bit sticky. And that's where I'd probably give Golden State a bit of a chance. But, like, with a veteran team on a back-to-back on the road, yeah, you got to go the home team here. Brooklyn go to Washington. I'm taking the Wizards. They stink. They're tanking, but Brooklyn are just horrible. And the Wizards, look, Poole, Kuzma, Denny Avdija, Corey Kispert. They're going to try. They're going to try. And Brooklyn, they stink. I'm going Washington +3.5. Cleveland, they go to Charlotte. Cleveland have been stomping some bad teams every so often, and it's usually Charlotte. So it's a 10.5-point line. Let's just quickly check their last matchup. Because, look, there were moments where during this season, Charlotte were vaguely competitive. And then over the last little bit, they've definitely not been competitive. And Cleveland, with the sort of ins and outs, no Donny Mitchell, obviously, but Darius Rucker, Judy Garland, he's been crushing it. So Cleveland did kick the absolute bejesus out of them by like 23 points last week. Oh, it was like 3 days ago. So, it was over the weekend, right? So they covered the line then. I think they can do it again. Charlotte are just not much chop at all. So let's go -10.5 Cleveland. The Clippers versus Philly. This is a fun one. The James Harden Bowl. Fat Man Hoop at the Clan. Heading back to his beloved hometown of Philly, where he will probably get a very warm welcome. I still think the Clippers win this though, right? As bad as they've been, the Sixers just stink. It's like Maxi, Kyle Lowry, blech. Tobias Harris, who might be throwing games. I'm just saying. Like, it's brutal. It's brutal. I'm going to go the Clippers -5.5. I don't feel good about it, but Kawhi, you know, noted Sixers killer. Just saying. Clunk, 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 clunk. Give me the Clips -5.5. Portland go to Atlanta, which is a tricky one. But Portland on the road, I just feel like they're not that much chop either. And Atlanta, look, they showed us the other day in that massive comeback against the Celtics to win after being 30 down. There's still a little bit of fight. Look, Portland won the last matchup. This was like 2 weeks ago, 106-102. But that was at home in Portland. Hawks on a big road trip. The Blazers have lost like a plenty. Was that five on the row at least? The Hawks coming off two big wins. We're going to go the Hawks. Portland have just sort of given up the ghost a little bit. The Grim Reaper, he might have a fun day against the Atlanta big man, but Atlanta minus 11.5. It's hard not to go them. They've just got like scoring coming out the wazoo at the moment too. The Knickerbockers, they go to Toronto. Toronto are tanking. A 12.5 point line though for the Knicks on the road. I think Toronto are going to be a bit of a mess after this Jontay Porter stuff. So give me the Knicks minus 12.5. The Knicks are also really good at covering the line. Especially of late, we've got Donte DiVincenzo knocking in 1 million points. So let's go to the Knicks minus 12.5. Detroit go to Minnesota. It's another big line, 14.5 points. But Minnesota at home are really, really good. Detroit are really, really bad. We're going the Wolves minus 14.5. That'll probably move before that game starts. So I'll still take the Wolves. Houston go to OKC. So Houston, massive win streak, 8 games on the trot. Looking good, feeling good. They've got the Rooster. Jock Landau going up against his mate, Josh Giddey. OKC on a back-to-back. They're at home for this game, though. It's a bit of a tricky one. I'm going to take Houston plus 5.5 because I think they can at least stick around, but it would not surprise me in the least if this is pretty close. You know that Houston will be going all out. OKC might be a little bit boogered after yesterday's game. So give me Houston plus 5.5, even if OKC win that one. Indy go to Chicago. This is a Midwest clash. Pacers, Bulls. It's like the mid-90s. Reggie versus MJ. You love to see that. I'm going to go the Pacers, minus 3.5. They're favorites on the road. Chicago have just, like, looked really, really bad the last week. Indy have had that awesome win against the Clippers. They're riding pretty high. Give me the Pacers, minus 3.5. Lakers, Memphis. Lakers on a back-to-back. The Grizzlies are only 4.5-point favorites. That's got to be weird and wrong and wonky. But we know that the Grizzlies play really, really hard every single game, right? So let's have a look at the history here and what Grizzlies have been up to in terms of covering the line. They've covered 3 of their last 5. The Lakers have won 4 on the trot now. This should be like a bit of a gimme win, right, for the Lakers, but just a little bit squirrely. So I don't know. How do you feel about the Lakers minus 4.5 against the Grizzlies? They probably should beat them, but it would be very Lakers if they lose this. I'm going to take the Grizzlies plus 4.5 at home, where the Lakers win this by 1 or something like that, right? And they just eke one out again. They've just played a double overtime game. It's going to be really hard to beat Memphis. So give me Memphis plus 4.5. San Antonio, they take on Utah. Even without Wemby, I feel like San Antonio can give Utah a real shake. So I'm going to take the Spurs plus 2.5 because they kind of don't care like if they're winning or losing, right? They're locked into the bottom 4, so off they go. And Phoenix, Denver. Suns in four. Awesome game. We love this. Nurk versus Jokic. That's always fun. Going to go the Suns plus 7.5. With Denver sort of dealing with a few injuries here and there, resting dudes, Suns need a desperate win after a horrible loss to the Spurs the other day. They're getting 7.5 points in Denver. Let's go the Suns and hope for the best there. Big slate. That's going to be fun. So that's it for today. We'll wrap that up all for you tomorrow. I'll tell you what. So in the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, face the IG, roll over the socials, you know that. And get around AFL Today Show. Tape that one today, the Midweek Madness episode. So 3 shows a week for AFL Today, hosted by me with stats guy Alex Leo and co sort of popping in and out, talking all things footy. You know, previewing your entire Easter weekend ahead and all that sort of gear. That'll be tomorrow night's show. And speaking of which, I don't think I've got a Good Friday show this year. I don't think I've got enough time because we're going to be down the beach. I'll try to maybe do a Monday show. I don't know. We'll figure that one out tomorrow. See how we go. But either way, AFL Today, we'll have that one's out today. Go check it. Subscribe to that. Check it out on YouTube as well. Check out NBA Australia on YouTube. You can watch me do this. I'm standing here having a chat, having a chin wag, yelling at Draymond Green. It's all the good stuff. Get around NFL Australia as well as Cricket Today podcast and the Football Today podcast as well for all your cricket and soccer. Check a rating review on for all of those on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, YouTube. Whatever you need to, help us out. Go on. Be really good. Whatever app you're using, the Android phone. Get around NBAAustralia.com/shop. Get your merch. Get a hoodie, get a t-shirt. Big thanks go to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Those guys rule. Check out House Hats, Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinator, Green, Gold Mines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Section I and Dozers for all the tunes that you hear throughout the show. They all rule. So check them all out on Bandcamp, Triple J and Earth, Facey, Apple Music, Spotify, however you listen to your tunes, support your bands, do that. They all rule. NBA Australia supports Australian bands, so should you. And that is it for today. No skit, because I've got to get out of here. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads, for more NBA Australia. Remember, AFL Today Show, all that good stuff, NBA Australia on YouTube. Go subscribe and like it and see my dumb-looking mug yelling at everything. But either way, we'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would ya? And later, Hosanna!